One, two, one. All right. What I'd love is if you could say, I'm Yolanda, and I am in the owner of the Tea House Restaurant, and, you know, again, just to give a little bit about who you are.
Okay. I am Yolanda. I am one of the owner.
Use your whole name, okay?
Oh, okay. I am Yolanda Wen. I'm the one of the owner of the Tea House Restaurant in Plymouth. And that's my sister, Melissa, and my mom besides me. They're part of the member here, too.
You know what? I'm going to have each of you do this, too, before I forget. Say, okay. I am, in your whole name.
Okay. I am Melissa Ho. I'm an owner of the Tea House. We are...
It's a family restaurant.
Yeah, this family restaurant. Great. We opened we 7 years.
Good. Okay, that works. Mm-hmm. And have your mother say it in Chinese, and then you can translate for her.
How do we work out this completely?
You mean
how? Did you just record it?
Uh huh.
That's okay, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Just tell her to say it in Chinese. My name is.
Oh, okay.
And I am.
Okay.
Know,
yeah.
Like what you said.
Sure. 可是叫你要讲中文，就是你叫我名字啊，然后我就跟翻译一下子，然后你是你讲中文，叫我。啊，我叫沈爱莲，哎，这是跟孩子们在这一个餐馆里工作。Okay, that's
my mom. Her name is Elaine Shi. She's our mom, and she has six daughters of the family. And we're running the same business here, working together. Yeah.
Great. Six daughters. Wow.
Yeah.
All girls?
All girls. Straight girls.
Yeah. Six.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
great. Uh-huh. But only you two with the restaurant? Or
yes,
no?
Only two of us involved at the restaurant.
Are the others here in this country?
Yes, they're all here in the United States.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have my mom and dad has six girls, and I'm the number five. Melissa is number three in the family, and I have to start the very beginning. My dad had a dream to send all his girls to the United States to have a better life here, and unfortunately, he didn't make it himself. He passed away 15 years ago. He had a cancer and died in China, Beijing. All the sisters live in the United States now. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you'll have to take me way back. Tell me where you grew up and what that was like. And
yeah.
How old are you? Say I am.
I was born in 1968. Because we grew up in a big family, we had a very fun and filled with love from the big family. Grandma, grandpa, all the girls and the playmates, relatives, aunt, uncle, very big family in China, yeah.
Such a big family.
Yes,
in China.
I
so
know.
Surprised.
A lot of cousins, and so we really like to that's why we like to work together.
Sure,
that's
sure.
So important, yeah. And after we immigrated to the United States, we always think about to open a business, a family business. So we like to help each other, support each other, and have fun together. Yeah, I'm so glad that we made it.
I'm so glad you did, too.
Yeah.
And I know your diners are glad.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. That's right.
So your childhood was where? Born in 1968. And Melissa, you
say? 1965.
Say, I say it in a sentence, I was born.
Okay, I was born 1965.
Okay, and can you have your mom say that, too?
Okay.
It just 1944.
Yeah.
She was born in 1944.
Boy, that was a hard year in China, wasn't it, that year?
Yeah, 他说那个年代是不是中国很简单?
确实那年代, 那是战乱的时候, 日本, Japanese 刚刚侵略中国投降的时候。
Right, it's a really difficult time in China that time, when he was grow up.
Yeah, she said the Japanese were...
Yeah, right. And Japanese get into the mainland land, and he still remember a little bit about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Well, that'd be interesting to talk about. But where did you grow up?
I grew up in
a small town,
Anhui Province. Anhui Province is not far from Shanghai.
Can you spell the province name for me? Because I just don't know.
Anhui, A-N-H-U-I.
And the little town is?
The town called Anqing.
Can you spell that?
A-N-Q-I-N-G.
You have to think.
That's right. I have to think. That's right.
And what was that place like?
That's a small place.
It's
by the Yangtze River, but it's
small?
It's small. 有几多年呢?
不small,
十。 It's kind of like a city, kind of like a Minnetonka area, 是不是 Minnetonka 台?
Minnetonka 台。
She's not sure.
What the population? Because when you say small, I mean, was it like teeny tiny and?
Oh, it's not. It's medium. Maybe medium, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like a.
是闲吧，是。
About three hundred thousand population.
People, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
And what was it like?
It's it's not a when you say what that like you mean the life there.
What was life like there?
When
you were little.
We just go to school like the kids here, and the classroom is much larger, right? About 50.
50
yeah. Kids in each class, and we have no heat in the winter. Every 40 minutes later, we have the. Get up and warm ourselves, running around, and to do some games together, and to warm up, to do the warm up exercise.
Whoa.
I know it was really difficult, but since we were a child, we didn't notice. We think we had a very good memory. Happy memory rate. From the childhood,
And what did your parents do for a living?
My dad and my mom worked for government. Right for government. Yeah,
what
right.
Kind of work?
Just regular staff.
Staff.
That's kind of like a. Insurance company?
No, it's not insurance. It's
real estate. Yeah. Aging, kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that what they did the whole time you were kids?
Yes. But I remember mom changed the job once. She worked for like a nurse once. Yeah, right. And she worked for a big manufacturer. They have a small clinic.
She worked in a clinic for once. Right, Mom? Mm-hmm. 你是不是在以莲的做过护士一段时间?
Yeah.
是吧? Yeah, right.
Can you ask her to talk a little bit about her childhood? Born in 1944, where did she grow up?
Oh,
他说你小时候哪里的时候像什么样子我小时候也很快乐因为我喜欢唱歌跳舞喜欢参加一些社会上你像学校的活动是街道上的活动社会上的活动那时候 到我懂事的时候不只是解放以后嘛解放以后文娱生活比较丰富嘛就那时候我童年很快乐也很安逸就是生活不像现在这么物质丰富但是呢精神生活很丰富的。She
said at that time it's not like kids living have a life now, present time, and they didn't have much clothes to change or have whatever they want that time. But she had a fun too because in China, people really, really enjoy the family life. It's really the family support very important, and she likes to dance. At a school and in the community, she think is pretty happy. She had a happy childhood.
Where was back, this that she spent her childhood? What place in China?
See, in China, we do not move a lot.
Okay.
If the people, the family live generation by generation in the same village or city, they do not. Do the job transaction? No, not at all.
So
just they live there. Most family just live in the one place forever.
And yeah. So she grew up in
the same Chinatown, same hometown like I grew up. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And what did her parents do for work?
可能你爸爸妈妈是做什么的？我。
奶奶不是以前家里是开店嘛，在解放以前，在解放以后，奶奶不就是到合作社去上班了嘛，就合营嘛，公司合营了嘛，就是，店就给国家了嘛。Before
Revolution War, my her parent had a hotel.
Own business.
They had their own business, and running the family's hotel. After the war, all the private company belonged to the state. So her mom worked for the government also in the hotel at the hotel until she retired.
So the hotel became the
became to public, to state, to country.
That must have been really. So you're a family of entrepreneurs. You come from a family of family business people.
Yes. Yeah. Her parent had a family business, and when I was little, I still remember my grandma. She was an amazing lady. She was really. Strong lady, no matter mentally
smart.
Or physically, and smart too, my grandma. And she always encouraged us, she said, someday you get a chance, you have to do your own business.
Did she say that?
Yeah, I at that time, I didn't realize that, but now I said, oh my goodness, my grandma, she's a really amazing like, person, yeah.
There were very strong women.
She
some
is.
Very strong women in China.
Uh-huh,
there.
Especially back to that time. She had, it's not very easy to run a business back to that time, but she was an amazing person. She just died this year.
Last year
in March.
And when she died, she was 98 years old. Yes.
In China. Had she ever been here?
No.
We tried once. She wanted to come to see the world. And we sent her to the Shanghai embassy. And she didn't make the visa, unfortunately. That was about 10 years ago. Yeah, she was so happy. She said, oh, I can see how American people live. But she didn't make it. She
that
didn't make it.
That was hard on your mother, I bet.
Yeah, I know.
Hard.
Yeah. It is hard. Yeah.
Does your mom have something else she wants to say about that? She looks like she might.
Ah, 我妈是一个很勤劳，也很聪明的女性，在那个年代，她能撑起这个家很不容易，因为我的兄弟姐妹比较多，最后在我们那个年代，像我夫妻两个工资也很低，我的孩子都是放在家里的，她帮着一块儿带着，我很感谢她。
She said back that time to running a family, especially supporting a big family, is not easy. Yeah, it's low income, and she and my dad had a very low income, and they have six kids. We all grew up in the grandma's house. Yeah, right.
So this grandma was really important to you.
Yeah, right. I still remember at that time when we were young, we couldn't buy the shoes. My grandma made the shoes for us every night. She only sleep for a few hours that day. No dishwasher, all the clothes and the bed sheet for the hotel, they have to wash themselves, no machine. Yeah, they have to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to wash those clothes and catch the sunshine to dry them out.
Oh, goodness. And it had been theirs, and it was taken. That's so hard.
She was a very hard worker.
Wow. Uh-huh. Tell me how you came. What's the story of how you came?
Okay, my uncle. He left China, then he went to Taiwan, and he's the one in the family first came to the United States. That's my dad's side. My dad is brother. He helped us immigrate to the United States.
And when was that?
That's back to 19. 89.
Okay.
Yeah.
So put in a sentence. We came.
That's okay. Well, thank you for guiding me. We came into the United States back to 1989. We first immigrated here. After my dad brought us here, then he had a cancer. He died in Beijing, China. He went back. He said he doesn't want to die here. He didn't want to die here. He died in Beijing. Yeah, and then we all married here and have our own life here. Yeah.
So everyone came, all six of you girls, and your parents in 1989, right?
1989.
And your dad came then.
Right, my dad came too, but it's about a year that he had a cancer.
1 year.
1 year, mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a cancer, then he went back to China and died there. Oh. He moved back, yeah. Right. Unfortunately.
Really? Did you come to, when you immigrated, where did you come?
We went to Louisiana, we live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that's our first place in the United States.
And what did and then what did you do there? And
oh, I married there with my husband Daniel, and Melissa married. Oh, by the way, Melissa and I are sisters, but we married to a brothers.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Half a family arrangement. And my husband, our husband's parents are my parents' friends.
Did your mother pick these guys?
Can you ask her? Yeah. Oh, okay. 可能那是不是帮着选的女婿，是不是？
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Can you say it in
same
a
same hometown?
Two parents came from the same hometown. So kind of like a family arrange the marriage, half of it.
It's got to work as well as the way we do it, because it doesn't work that well a lot of times. How's it going? Okay.
Yes, okay. We live in the same house right now. We have six girls on our side. Our husbands only have two boys from their family. So, yeah.
The other interesting, I married the younger brother. She married the older brothers.
Yeah, just opposite. Yeah.
So these guys, when did they come to the United States?
The my husband, he is an engineer. He graduated from LSU, WE Electrical Engineer Master Degree.
LSU.
LSU, yeah.
What is LSU?
Louisiana University, State University, yeah. And we married there. We met in China, by the way. I met him in China, but we get married in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
This is what the world is today.
Yeah.
You can meet somebody in China and get married. Uh-huh. So how did that, is that why you went to Baton Rouge? No.
No.
You didn't
just
go there.
Because I went there just because my uncle, who applied us to the United States, and he was there. That's why we live in Baton Rouge for a year.
Oh.
Yeah, after my husband graduated from LSU, we moved back to China. We had a business there. We're two family, and also two sisters and two brothers. We had a exporting business. We're doing exporting business. We're a distributor of some United States manufacturer to sell their products in China, such like a modem, networking products.
All computer stuff.
All computer stuff. Just because that's my husband's major. And we doing very good business there. She is working more for money, and I and her husband doing the marketing in China, and my husband Daniel work more related to the technical problem things, yeah.
Okay. And right. Did your mom stay in Baton Rouge?
My mom is just kind of back and forth that time. She's kind of visiting that time, because we have other sisters around, and also by that time my grandma was still alive, and she spent a lot of time with her also.
So your mom would visit different sisters here in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And then also in China.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this family is just moving around.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Can you describe that?
Describe.
Just talk about that, because that's okay. Really an interesting thing that happens in the world today, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. That's really, I think that's really common.
Common.
It is? You think it's common for the first immigration life here for Chinese family?
It's common to do what exactly?
To immigrate to the United States and to find opportunity everywhere in the new country and just split all over. Like back in China, as I told you, we just live in one place generation by generation. But since we moved to a new place, everybody have to find their own opportunities, kind of split all over.
But now you have the opportunity to go back and forth.
Oh, yes, right now, yes.
How's that? Do you like that?
Yeah, I do. I do. We were doing business in China for the exporting the American products to China, Chinese market for many years. Mm-hmm. How many years were it? Six?
I think 7 years.
7 years. We did this for 7 years. Then we had the kids just grow up. We have kids. So it's about time for them to go to school. Mm-hmm. That's why we sold the business in China and moved back to United States.
For your kids?
For kids.
Why?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, and
you wanted the kids to go to school here?
We were thinking before we sold the business, we couldn't make a decision we're going to let the kids educate in China or here. Finally, we made a decision let the kids educate here. Because the kids will have their life in the United States. If they do not grow up here, they couldn't get into the cultural thing. That's why we sold the business, then come back to United States.
Get into the cultural thing.
Yeah, the cultural here, and just like us, we. We live right here, but we still have lots don't know how the American people thinking. They always thinking different way. They do not understand our life, how the life in China. You know, if the kids, we think if the kids living in China, they should educate there. If we decide the kids live in the United States, they should better get an education here instead. Mm-hmm. Then when we came back to United States, moved back to United States, we thinking we should find a business so we can work together just like before. It's a family business. Then we found these locations for sale. And we all agreed to say, okay, that's great. This would be a challenge for our ladies. Let's do it. So that's our first time to running a restaurant business, but it's really a challenge, and we like it. I think that's a great chance for us to work together. And to
first
watch.
First year is hard to us, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, the first year. Yeah, we want to sold. Yeah. We want to give up. Because we never do the restaurant business before. So
yeah.
It's very tough. Yeah.
It is really tough. Running a business is not easier than we thought, especially the restaurant business is totally different area. Sometimes you get a short of help at the kitchen or short of help in the front, and it drive you crazy. And if the pipe does run, that got something wrong, or have every day have new problems come out, but we all encourage each other and help each other, and we made it, and just watch the business growing little bit by little, and we're so happy. And today the business is getting successful.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had it?
We had it for 7 years.
And can you say how many kids you each have? I have.
I have one son. His name is Louis Wang, and he is 14 years old. Yeah.
And you?
I have two kids. One daughter, who is 11 years old. One son who's 5 years old, kindergarten.
Patrick
Wang.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so you didn't
Patrick.
Have six like your mom.
No. Too many. I don't want.
I understand. I have one.
Two enough.
Yeah, one or two. It's
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how my mom can handle for six kids. Oh, it's really difficult.
It's hard.
It's really hard to raise it.
Sounds like your grandmother was a big help too, and it
yeah.
It takes a bigger.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
So had your mom asked your mom? Did she cook at home, or I mean, is she someone who? Oh, thanks. Is she someone who liked cooking? I mean, she's in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
She's the one really.
For this point, our husbands, Daniel and Michael, helped us a lot, and they help the business a lot, and especially Michael, Melissa's husband. Oh boy, he knew what's good, what kind of food is good. He likes to cook at home, and he gave us a lot of good ideas.
Really?
Yes, he is, he's really smart, and he gave us a lot of good suggestions, such like we should add catering to our business. Like last year and this year, we spent a lot of money to improve the improve our restaurant. We expanding the kitchen. We bought a new cargo van, and we added a catering business to our business, and it's really really help. And Michael, he said that all the menus, the dining menus, my husband did himself. He's really good at art and design.
And the restaurant design.
Pick the color,
yeah, pick the
how
color,
that arranged. And, yeah.
He did like that one, like around this booth.
Yeah, like, right. He did a lot. And Michael picked the pictures on the wall, and those wood carved piece on the wall. And our husbands really helped.
So it's
yeah.
not just the women, the ladies.
behind the ladies have some very strong help.
That's neat.
Yeah,
that's
really great. Yeah, we the one that just work here every day, and we realize the family help is so grateful. Yeah.
This is what my producer said. She said, you know, you will find out, because she knows so much more about the history, you will find out that it's all about family.
That's right.
And that family and business are like this.
That's true.
For Chinese.
Yes,
for,
that's right.
It's true.
I agree, yes.
So you can't separate it out.
No.
Do your kids come and help or no?
No.
Not
they're
really.
American
no.
kids. They're American kids. So.
not really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday
that's
they will.
That's when it changes.
Yeah, that's true.
But they speak Chinese, I'm sure, right?
Oh, they are. They are
the
bilingual.
That's such an advantage to
yeah.
them in the future. What changed in, what? See, you came in 1989. What was happening in China at that time that made it possible for you to come? I mean, like, you know, before,
uh-huh.
It was very difficult.
Right. Oh, you mean right now?
Like in the 80s, what made it possible for you to finally be able to do this?
Oh, it's really difficult to immigrate to the United States. back to 1989 was easier than compared the situation now. But
it was easier in 89 than now.
Right. Yeah, I think it's easier. But right now, it's easier back to 1989.
Why? What was happening then that made it easier?
Because at that time, a lot of people don't know, they didn't get the sense to immigrate to the United States. And
not so many people wanted
to immigrate to the United States, I think. And especially for the small city. I think a probably big city like Beijing or Shanghai, they have more people want to come to the United States, but for the small city, not so many people think about to leave hometown to go far away from home. Yeah, but my dad made the decision that time. We just followed him. Yeah.
What do you think, what was it about your dad that made him interested in this?
I think just because maybe he had a very hard life there. We were very young that time. I'm not very sure, but my dad just think he believes if he immigrated all his daughters to United States, he believes we will have a better life than he does. That's why he insists.
Don't you wish he could see this restaurant?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Unfortunately, he died too early, yeah. If he watched all his girls grow up and have their own families, have their own kids, I can imagine my dad would be very happy to see that, but.
Can you ask your mother to talk about whether it was hard to make this decision to come and, you know, to leave her mother and her home?
可是他问那个当时你来美国的时候，你是不是觉得很困难呢？来这里就说是不是很难下决心呢？
是， 耶。 刚从中国讲移民的时候，我不想放弃工作，不想来，另外不知道这个世界是个什么世界，搞不清楚，总是担心，到一个新的地方，这么多孩子，行不行？很担忧。最后我先生呢，他就坚决要来，他讲呢，以后孩子呢，到那边去以后。 有一个很好的生活，他讲我们就做一点牺牲，做一点奉献给孩子，带到那边去。最后我就想想孩子好，我就来了。来了以后呢，就想不到他一下子呢就得了癌症，一年就去世了。在那一段时期我们很艰苦，但是呢，我们一家人孩子很懂事。 我几个孩子很懂事，他从来也不去仰赖着，总不想增加美国政府的负担。在中国的时候，我们也没有增加政府的负担，都自己努力的工作。到美国来也是这样，努力的工作，不想增加国家负担。所以最后呢，孩子们懂事，出去打工，出去学习，边打工边学习。 最后慢慢慢慢才熬过来了，到现在为止，我们从来没有到美国政府领过救济，哎。哦，哦，she
said, at the beginning when my dad talked to her, we will immigrate to United States, and she was so worried because all her life is there, and friends, relatives, everybody, and a job, and everything, she has to give up. And she, at the beginning, she said she couldn't make decision, and my dad encouraged her. My dad told her, said, think about the kids. They will have a better life. You, for them, we should do something. And then my mom said, okay, finally. At that time, she just don't know what, she cannot imagine to a new country. She did not understand, she doesn't speak English, and she cannot imagine how she will raise so many kids, and how we will live in the new country. So many things to worry about it, but finally she just listened to my dad and came to the United States. And she didn't expect that my dad had cancer right away and died a year later. And she suffered very hardships that time. We all do. But we stay together and encourage other help and support and for many years. Now everybody had their own life. My older sister lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana still, and her husband is a professor there. And number two sister lives in town here. She works for a hotel. And Melissa is number three. Number four sister and her husband, they have two kids living in New Jersey. And she worked for the bank, and her husband worked for a manufacturer. And he's an engineer, a manager right now. And number five is me. Number six, younger sister, she's in town also. She's a housewife now at this time because she has two little kids. Her husband worked for Wells Fargo, also a account manager now. And so my mom said, she's so happy to watch everybody grow up and have their own life, and we made it all by our hard work, and we didn't ask for the government support at that time. We all did ourselves. She's so happy. She said that we should be strong as my grandma does.
So, when were you last back? When were you last in China? Has it been a while?
Oh, I was there about 2 years ago, last time, took the kids back.
2 years?
About 2 years ago, went back to China. And China has been changed a lot since we were there when we were young. In the last 10 years, the kids have a much better life than we were young, and they kind of live just like American kids now. I can tell. Yeah, and
so life in the 80s, like growing up in China, I just want to, like, okay, because if you came in 89, what are you? Are you about 20 when you came? Maybe born in 68.
Yeah, right. It's about.
And you're a little older than that.
Right.
So you really spent your life in China.
Yes.
You grew up in
China. I grew up in China. That's right. Yeah.
Say that again.
I grew up in China. Yeah.
And so what was the China like that you left in the 80s? What was life like in the 80s in China?
People.
Can you say it in a sentence, in the 80s?
In the 80s, I think The life has been changed a little bit when we were younger, I don't know how to say that. All different kind of situation has been improved a lot. It's been improved a lot. People can, for each family, their income is getting better, and they have the better life. The kids.
Melissa, what would you say? How would you describe life in the 80s in China?
80s?
80s, like, would, so when you were, you know, basically your teenage years.
Teenagers. I think it's like, just most times they're at home, the
yeah.
teenagers. Listen to parents and the study at home.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we should ask your mom what life was like in the 80s in China. That was right, I mean, the 80s are leading up to the decision your dad made to come and
right.
your mom made to come. And so what was life like in China up until that point in the 80s? Like, what had changed? They must have been thinking that it would be possible to come here, right? I mean, that possibility opened up.
Like, we had been waiting for immigrate to United States been 10 years. Can you believe it? When we were very young, my uncle applied us, our family, to United States, but we had been waiting for about 10 years? 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
80.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 years.
10 years.
Then we finally immigrate to the United States.
And why did it take so long? Maybe you could, can you talk to your, ask your mom about that? That 10 years? What was going on? What were they waiting for?
Oh.
他说在那个十年内你们都就说那个中国的就有什么变化，我觉得哪方面的是什么有变化啊，那会儿是四人帮的时候政治比较紧呢，就是对确实不好，海外关系的人就有些行动不方便呢。到达到四人帮以后，就改革开放了嘛，十年间的变化，就慢慢从84年改革开放就中国就一天一天的好起来了嘛，从自由民主啊，各方面都好多了，人呢各方面的自由啊都好多了，啊。
Oh, my mother said, he can feel the change, especially the political.Changed, and my mom and dad, at the beginning he said that when they went to work for government,
dad
and my mom
yeah,
work for government.
Right, but when he said, you mean when your dad said, or
she said?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, in Chinese, he and she is
I
the
know.
Same.
I know. It's great. It's
yeah,
different for us.
Yeah, and she said. When she worked for government, when she was young, she worked for government, started to work for government. And at that time, they are kind of like a little bit, they cannot, they have to be very careful what are they saying, what are they doing. And in the 80s, it's been changed a lot. There would be more, they have more freedom than compared the 70s.
Can she talk some more about that? Because that's really interesting. I think that my producer once, she knows that in the 80s things were changing, and she said it's really interesting that your family came in 89, because it's like through the 80s, the Chinese government started to relax things a little bit.
Relax,
yeah. Yeah. Can your that's mom talk about that at all anymore? Like what was going, how that felt in the 80s as things started to relax, and what that then allowed them to, your family to do? Maybe she can say some more about that, I don't know.
I can try.
See
and
what she, yeah,
yeah
how that felt as
but I have a lot of things I don't know how to translate that correctly. That's the problem.
Oh, that she's saying.
Yeah, right. I don't want to say anything wrong,
oh,
especially public radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. have to be careful to saying something like that. It related to the, I mean, the political thing, yeah.
The political thing. You still have to be careful with that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, just because I don't want to give any wrong information to people.
I see.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's not a nothing to say, oh, I cannot say it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. But so she said some more things, but you're just not quite sure how you would translate
yeah,
them.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, you want to try and see if she'll say some things that you feel comfortable?
Are you interested
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're interested in that period of time, what happened to China's Chinese political thing. If you don't mind, I can invite someone here to talk to you another time.
Okay.
For that.
Okay. Well, my producer is working with a scholar.
Uh-huh.
And she has the information. She just wants to kind of weave it in with the story of your family.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So maybe it's good enough what you just said about the things starting to relax. I think that's okay.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
If you want to know anything detail
okay, I'll
about
talk to her.
Yeah, you can. We can make another day. I
mm-hmm.
can ask
brother-in-law
come over to
okay.
translate correctly.
Okay.
Because he had better English than
okay.
I do. I don't want to give any
I
wrong
understand.
Information
yeah.
to the public or radio station.
Let's talk. This will be easier. What other options would you have had other than running a restaurant? Did you have any other ideas in mind or any other options?
To live in the
uh-huh,
United States.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. When you were here and thinking about what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah, I think we really enjoy to have running a restaurant like what we're doing now, because that's not just running a business. I think we feel like this is a big family. Because we just really appreciate to have the relationship with all the staffs, from the chef to the boss person here. We just all help each other, support each other, and encourage each other. And whoever has any problem, we just go for it. Besides that, all the customers here, it's not just customer. Finally, we make friends, and we really appreciate it. And for the families, we can see each other, and I think that's just perfect for our ladies doing. Now, we didn't think about other opportunity, just because we're so happy and really appreciate what we're doing now. Yeah.
What about education? What are your educational backgrounds?
I just have a college in China.
Yeah, same thing. She's learned like marketing. I'm doing like accounting
in China. Okay. And your mother?
Oh.
What is hers?
Oh.
How much school did she have?
She graduated high school. She had a high school diploma. Yeah.
Can you say my mother had a high school?
Oh, my mother had a high school diploma. Yeah.
Okay, and that was probably pretty good for girls
yes,
her age.
Yes.
Right? Her generation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For
her most girls from her age in her small town, and. Normally don't get educated. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. So how long do you think you'll be running a restaurant? Forever?
we have a dream. we're not just running one restaurant. We with husband's help and we want to go on to maybe have several. We will see.
Great idea.
Yeah.
A franchise, the tea house across the country.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a lot of work, but.
That's a lot of work, but we enjoy it. That's so important. We're not just to do it for a job. We just that's our life.
That's the best kind that, of
yeah,
work, isn't
that's
it?
The, yeah, that's our life. We enjoy it a lot, yeah.
She wanted me to ask, I forgot this, how the kids, your kids were involved, and I don't think we said it in a sentence, but can you say in a sentence that your kids are, it sounds like they're typical American kids, they're not?
Their kids is a little bit too young, Melissa's kids, but my son, and he think he will help a little bit like on weekends at the restaurant, maybe start this summer. We will see. Yeah. Hopefully they can help something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
How many hours do you think you spend in this restaurant?
Oh my goodness. More than full time. Yeah, meaning
you say it in a sense.
We spend through so many hours at the restaurant. Since this come to our life, and we just, whenever the restaurant need us, we have to be here.
What do you think? How many do you think?
How many hours? Normally, I should say, it's really hard to say. I work here like maybe 12, 14 hours. After we work at the restaurant, go home, we have a lot of things have to do, like accounting work, and or you have to say all the, have to write a check to pay off all the bills, and shopping for restaurant, meet a lot of things, can't count.
can't count.
Yeah, right.
14 hours a day, you think?
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yo. 10 hours? Sometimes 10, sometimes 12. It's pretty flexible because maybe I should say roughly 12 hours.
We just take a turn. Just take a turn to work.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes the daytime, most of the time I work in the for daytime, because nighttime I come with homestay with kids. So she most time work in the nighttime, right?
Yeah.
Nighttime and daytime.
Both. She work more schedule
than me, because I need to come with home with kids.
And your mom? How many hours?
Oh, my mom, every day.
Every day.
Mama every day here, yeah.
I happy with the cats, yeah. I happy, yeah.
My mom works 6 days a week.
Take off one day?
She takes off one day.
Mm-hmm. And you?
It's hard to say.
Because whenever the restaurant need me, I have to be here. I have no day off. Well, when nothing happened to the restaurant, I should say, I can take off for a few hours. That's it.
Woo. I'm thinking back to Saturday night, because I didn't have a chance to talk to you Saturday night, and I wonder if you can explain to me a little bit about what was happening in the kitchen. Your mother, what was your mother's role Saturday night, and what were you two doing?
Saturday nights.
That's your busy night, right?
Weekend is our busiest night. And I in charge of the front, and I just watch everything is going well. Watch the waitress, waiter, and watch the customers to check all the tables if they have any problem. And watch the hostess.
How many people do you think you served on Saturday night?
100.
Can you say it in a sentence?
200. We were serving about 200 people on Saturday nights. And we have to be very fast. And my mama is in charge kitchen. and to make sure all the orders right. And my sister, she's in charge of the cashier counter that Saturday night, and to take all take the order from the phone, and watch the do the cashier job.
Take the money.
Take the money. That's right. Money person. She's always the money person.
And you were literally running. People
yeah.
are running.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Right.
So it was incredible.
Yeah.
And so your mom has to be sure, what is she doing actually? She's taking those orders, and what's happening in the kitchen? What happens? How does that go? The order?
Okay. Right now we do not have a computer at the kitchen, and we have to send the order to kitchen. And my when the chef getting busier, sometimes they miss some of the dishes from the table. My mom, her job is make sure the chef is not missing any dishes for the tables, to make sure the customer get their food on time, make them happy.
Do you like the job in the kitchen?
Yeah. Like.
You like it? Yeah. Okay. Gosh, it's a
yeah.
big job.
It is. Yeah, very soon in another, in February of this year, we're going to have a computer. We're going to install a computer system. That will help a lot. Help us a lot. They will print out in Chinese in kitchen, and so we do not. It's really I should say it this way, and in the United States, not our chef do not speak English, and it's really hard to find bilingual waitress waiter here. We try our best to find it, and sometimes if we have to find the waitress or waiter only speak English, and at this situation we have to translate for them to the kitchen. But after we have the computer installed, the machine, PC, will do that for us.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And what are you speaking? What language?
Mandarin.
Can you say in a sentence?
We speak Mandarin here.
Mom grew up speaking Mandarin?
Yes, we all speak Mandarin here.
And maybe, I wonder, would it be interesting to get a menu and talk to me a little bit about the food that
sure.
you offer here?
Yes.
Or maybe you can do it without a menu.
Yeah.
It's in your head.
Yeah, it's in my head.
Just talk to me a little bit about what.
Okay. And we when we took over this business, the business was very slow. And
it was can you explain that? It was a Chinese.
When we took over Tea House, it always been Chinese mm-hmm. restaurant. It also is a Sichuan style food, but it's not
it's
a.
What?
It's a Sichuan style food.
Sichuan.
Style mm-hmm. food. But it's not an authentic Sichuan style food. And when we're doing the business in China, and they have a Sichuan restaurant in Beijing, very close to our company, and we went there a lot. We liked the food very much. And when we came back to the United States, when we moved back to the United States, we were so disappointed. We couldn't find a good food in town. So my sister and I and my husband and Daniel and Michael, Melissa's husband, we all talk about it, and my mom. And we said, the food is so good in Beijing. Why don't we bring that food to town and to serve it here? And we all agreed. So we just started. After we took over the business, for 3 years, then we started to change the menu, add a special menu. There's an authentic Sichuan style menu here. That's our really good food. We all the chef at the kitchen, they are from Sichuan province. they are the authentic chef. We're the only, so far we are the only one restaurant offer the authentic Sichuan style in the Twin City. At the beginning, we only prepared this menu for Chinese community. We even didn't have in English. It's all in Chinese, and more Chinese customers bring their American friend over, and the American friend bring their friends, and so on. We realized that we were right. American customers really like the authentic food than we just like we do, and then we started to reprint our menu both in Chinese and English. Some of them we even don't know how to translate directly, but we made some name for them. For example, like a boiled beef in Sichuan hot sauce, or the Chongqing spicy chicken, and a sauced cucumber. For example, like a sauced cucumber, American culture, they eat a cucumber in cold, but we stir fry sauced cucumber. People just like it.
It's super.
Yeah.
And the pictures, that helps too for us who don't know.
That's right. Just we put a picture in the menu just because we got the same idea. When we go to American restaurant, we don't know what we should order. And we said, I wish they do have a menu. Even they wrote it down in English, and some of the sauce, we're not familiar. So we just got this idea, said, we should put a picture. Maybe they had the same problem. If they don't see the picture, they don't know what they're going to order. That's really help. Yeah.
There's a your plates and your dishes are really beautiful.
You know?
I mean, there's something very how things look matter to you. I know this. I can tell. I mean, you're both beautiful women.
You have
a certain style.
Yes.
It's fun to do it that way.
Yes, it is fun to do it that way. And when you open a business, when people come over, they appreciate your service here and your food here, you don't know how happy you feel like. And when the people enjoy their food here, you just feel like, I made it, kind of like that.
Yeah, and you see people come back.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. The kitchen, describe that scene for me. What's going on in the kitchen? It's really noisy. It just looks crazy.
Yes, it is. For the busy hour, our chef is working so hard. For the Sichuan menu, it's really a little bit different from the authentic Chinese. The authentic Chinese dish is different from the American version dishes. The authentic dish spend much more time than the American version dishes. Each from the authentic menu, each of the dish have their own taste, different taste, and they have to. For example, for the Chongqing spicy chicken, they have to stir fry the dry chili pepper for a few seconds, then put the gingers, then the sauce, and it have a certain steps. That's take chefs a long time. So since we have a server 200 people, about 200 people that night, and for a few hours, oh my goodness, they just drive them crazy.
And you have such a big menu. How many items?
Right now we have a lot of items. For
only
never count.
We never count.
But it's incredible.
We have a whiteboard. We have a whiteboard that's called our special board. Chef continually to bring out the new food on the whiteboard. If we keep the dish there for a while, for like a 2 months, 3 months, if people have more and more people order that dish, we will move from the whiteboard to our menu and so on.
Tell me about your chefs. Describe what you have there. You have a line with how many woks? Three?
Four? Oh, we have four woks, but right now we add two more woks. And we, after we install the two woks in another 2 weeks, they will improve the heart condition a lot. People don't need to wait that long.
Yeah.
How many chefs? We have four chefs now.
And they came from China when?
Yes. They are from Sichuan province, right? They work here for Tea House for 4 years now. Yeah.
And they came from China 4 years ago?
Some of them do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is not difficult to get a chef to come?
It is difficult. It is difficult. But usually take about 2-3 weeks to get a chef here.
I'm sorry, correct.
I usually take 2-3 years to get a chef here.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense. That's right.
So, and what do you have to do to convince, to get that to happen? What has to happen?
Oh, we just hired a lawyer to do that. Right.
But it's been worth it to get the real chefs.
Oh, yes, that's so important.
Your Chinese customers must be just like so happy.
Yeah, and we the customer here very enjoy the Sichuan authentic food a lot, and some of the seasonings we get from Sichuan province, shipped from Sichuan to here, and so that way we can keep the food authentic taste.
Oh, some ingredients.
Some of the ingredients we even get from Sichuan to here, so that we can keep the flavor is authentic. Yeah, right.
Wow. Well, let's pause for just a minute. We can. Could you tell me how many employees you have?
In a sentence, we have. Including the part-time?
You could say full-time, part-time.
Yeah, because the restaurant is really so difficult to keep the full-time, and long hours, we have most of them are part-times here, especially family member. Yeah, and we have about 20
people. 20 or more?
More than 20 people. Here, but after we expanding the kitchen, we expecting have more business, and we're gonna hire more people, and it will be much easier for us to hire more people just because it's not limited to us to hire only people who speak bilingual. Speak both Chinese and English.
That's tough to find, and especially
it is.
To write Chinese.
Yeah.
My best friend grew up, her parents are from China.
Right.
And she grew up here, and she understands it. Mm. She cannot write. She can't write.
Right, yeah.
She could work here if she could talk, but she couldn't write the orders.
That's true. Yeah, that's why it's really difficult for us to hire more help here.
With your computer.
Without a computer.
That's why we
need a computer.
So the computer would be, this would all just be plugged in, and so if they put Kung Pao chicken, then it would go to this away.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's just a
That's great.
Yeah, touch screen. So that would be.
I wonder if we could ask your mom just a little bit more. You know, this is such a, you guys made a big change coming, but she made an enormous change coming.
Yeah.
And so is she happy she came? Does she miss China?
Oh,
can you ask her?
Okay. 他问你还很想中国吗? 说你有没有觉得你来这边了以后, 不好, 不喜欢?
我也想中国, 因为是我头生头长的地方, 是生我养我的地方, 但我也很喜欢美国, 美国很自由, 像我这个年龄在中国就退休了, 在这里我还能仍然能工作, 跟家里人在一起, 所以人呢, 动动心情愉快, 能动呢, 生命力就旺盛, 我们很喜欢工作。
She said, she still miss China a lot, but also she's really enjoyed to live in the United States, and she likes to work. And like her age, she still can work in the United States, and she's really appreciated. She doesn't want to stay home. She likes to work. Yeah.
She must be a really flexible person, though, to be able to make this change. You know, she must be someone who, to whom change comes more easily. You know, some people don't want it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
that more her?
I think. That's true, but besides that, because the family, she's work with two daughters, she works with two daughters and see us every day. I think that's really support her also, family life.
Why would
family,
she wouldn't
family, business, yeah.
She wouldn't want to be in China by herself without you.
That's right,
right?
Yeah,
even
sure.
Even though she misses China.
Yeah.
It's more about family than China.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yes, yeah. That's why... we all enjoy to have a family business. We all enjoy to work together and see each other together every day. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think your kids are understanding this, that they too will value family, maybe like Chinese tradition, your kids, even though they're growing up here?
We tell them every day how family is so important to each other, a family member. We tell them every day. Yeah.
And they see that.
They see that. I think they should, I don't know how much they got, but we will try our best to let them understand how family is so important to us.
Your husband's parents, who were friends with your parents,
yeah.
Where are they?
They are living in our house now. They come just for visit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
In Beijing.
Oh,
China.
They're in China.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
So they miss seeing there, or do they have? They have children in China.
They do not.
Okay.
But they're not just like my mom. My mom probably pretty flexible, as you said. But my husband's parents is kind of they more like Beijing better than here.
So right. They're happy to just visit.
They yep. just have, yeah, they're happy just for visit.
Just because miss their grandchildren.
Oh,
just
yeah.
miss the grandchildren.
Yeah. They come here just because, come to see the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right.
What do they do in Beijing? What is their work?
Oh, they are retired. They just have their own retired life there and... visiting friends, to do some community activity for the senior, mm-hmm. and they always can find something to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, what are your husbands doing right now? Did you say that? And I forgot. Maybe.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that again?
Okay. Daniel is my husband. He's the big brother, and he worked for. He's a engineer, npcshop.com, and he's an engineer there.
IT
IT programmer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say that again, like internet tech?
Okay. Daniel is an IT programmer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your husband?
My husband, Michael Wen. He's last year he sold his he has a business in China, but right now he sold his business. He stay here with kids. Just sometimes he help the restaurant.
Okay, mm-hmm. He's looking for more opportunity for his own.
Okay. What was his business that he sold?
He sold like what kind of business he used to we work for the computer company. So he right now he sold.
He had advertising business. He owned advertisement business in Beijing, just because don't want to separate from the family, and he sold the business and come back. He's looking for new opportunity.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I think we did it. Did we do it? What do you miss about China? Is there anything you miss about China? When you think back to what life was like when you left?
What do I miss in China?
His friends, yeah. Relative, and the childhood place. Just miss my hometown sometimes.
Yeah.
And the food. And the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, especially like a Chinese New Year, during the Chinese New Year, like this month will be Chinese New Year. We always talk about when we were there, what do we do, and how to celebrate the Chinese New Year, what we had before, what kind of dinner we had when we were there. And once in a while we can think about, oh, what kind of dish grandma made for us, and especially the clothes. We always talk about those things together.
Clothes.
Yeah, we like every New Year at that time, because most family they had a low income, and they cannot have as much as you want, and every. Before New Year, all the kids, the family hired a tailor home to make clothes for the kids. And the most happy thing is that we can wear new clothes for New Year Day. Yeah, that's most excited part. And we all miss that.
You know, my producer says, be sure to get a good picture of what life was like for them in the 80s in China.
Do you want a picture from them?
Well, she doesn't really mean a picture. She just means, like, in words, a picture. I mean, have we done that? What would you say to her? What was life like in China in the 80s before you came? It was...
To us, since we were like just young
teenagers,
and we're not like a teenager in the United States. They can go anywhere they want, and they can even work. We even didn't have an opportunity to work. We didn't have an opportunity to work. And just a parent to make money for the family, and we didn't have money at all. Mm-hmm. We cannot go anywhere, actually, just stay home. For that part, that kind of boring, and that's a boring part. but we have different fun, you know. We have a kind of like a more people's relationship, that kind of close fun is different. And like the teenager in the United States, oh my goodness, they can do whatever they want. They can drive. We cannot imagine we had a car today here. And it's totally different life.
We so never make up, right? When we was a teenager.
Yeah.
Right?
We only have a few, only one coat for whole, just one jacket, one coat, that's it. And but we, and everybody is the same. So we didn't expect to have more stuff. And we just find a different fun. Yeah, I don't know. That's why, maybe that's why the family is so close to each other, and they have a more relationship than the United States, because they have to get support from the families. That's why. And at that time, we didn't have much chance to do more things. So kind of, if you ask us what that life like, for that part, it's kind of boring, for sure. We just barely to see a movie, and we just do a lot of handcraft thing together, and for the girls. And we all just, the girls just sing together, have a local, to sing a local songs, and to make some games together, and do some handcrafts or drawing, that's it, or dance together. And not really, it's totally different life compared today.
Could you ask your mother to do the same thing, to talk about what life was like for her? Because you're talking about life for teenage girls.
Right.
And what was life like for your mother in the 80s?
就是你能不能讲点在八十年代你都一般都是在怎么生活啊？就是说你的生活都是像什么样的？就是一天到晚就是上班是吧？工作。八十年代。养家。是吧？我们那个十几岁的时候。哎呀。
在八十年代，我们那时候不像现在，以前呢都是为政府工作，每个人有自己的一份工作，就 working 呀。那每天早晨按时上班，按时下班，但是呢工资不多，一个月的工资配的不多，还要养孩子。 但是那会子生活条件呢也比水准也比较低，买肉呢都是那时候都凭票，买米也凭票，都是按国家的供应配给你。但是呢，家家都一样，生活都差不多，也没有啊，每天上班工作啊。你像我那时候是在医院里搞护士。 按八个小时的班制，三八倒，三八制倒，摊上你八个小时的班，你就是八个小时的班。那时候也没得什么思想，就是想把孩子养大就行，也没有什么非分的想法，日食三餐，夜头一宿，晚上呢一天搞饱了肚子，也没有想到要很多的钱，那时候没有这个思想。 也没想到搞很多的钱，就是呢把孩子养大就行，就这样。She
said that she worked when we were a teenager.
Eighties.
Yeah. She and my dad both work for government, and they work. She works at as nurse. Yeah, and in the manufacturer, she worked for 8 hours. A day, and at that time, everybody, even the president of the manufacturer or everybody, have a similar life. There's not a big difference between the families to families. Everybody have the same level life, and low income per family. But everybody's pretty happy. Nobody want to say, oh, I want to make a lot of money. No. They never think about that. They think it's just okay, we work, all work for government, they just so enjoyful, that's it. and for that time, it's really hard to just, all they think about is just make a living, yeah. Raise the kids.
It's a fun thing. That time, we lived a big courtyard. Because at that time, my dad's company gave our house. Yeah, just for free. If you're working for government, the government gave you a house for free. My dad's the co-worker all lived together. All like a big. Big courtyard, right? Big courtyard. When they sometime we can see each other. Every family can eat everything. We can see each other. Yeah.
Oh, everyone's
see?
Living together. Like
a, yeah. Oh, it's a big courtyard. Yeah, right.
It's not a house. It's not a house. I correct that. It's a my dad is. We live. We got the condom, kind of like a condom.
Condominium.
It's not a two level, just one level, and a condominium. So big courtyard,
so all the like courtyard, just one door
yeah.
get in.
Yeah, kind of like an apartment. Yeah, that's a big courtyard. It's all belong to my dad's organization, the government department, and all the staff from his department, family. All the families live in the same courtyard.
Oh.
Yeah, and all the neighbors is their coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the courtyard, I still remember the nighttime after mom and dad came home, and made the dinner. Everybody bring out the tables and the chairs in the courtyard. Every family do that. Mm-hmm. We all eat dinner together.
This
is really fun for kids.
Yeah,
we like it. Yeah, we miss that time a lot. And it's really fun, just like a big family.
You are a big family.
And then,
in a big family.
Yeah, in a big family. Is. Yeah, that's right. We think about now, I think it, we had so much fun.
Yeah, we played the courtyard. We leave the courtyard. It's very fun. It's lots of kids, about 60 kids, right? That time. Yeah, about 60 kids.
And was this okay for your parents? Your mom liked it too?
And at that time, it's really safe. It's really safe.
Mm-hmm.
No safe, no broker, and no...
No TV.
No TV. We had no TV when we were young, but we just play games. The kids play games together inside of the courtyard. We chasing each other, and we had a lot of fun.
How was it for your mom? Did she like this? Did she like this time?
Okay, 妈妈，你喜欢那个时候吗？就是那个，
呀，那时候心里也很高兴，很平静。因为那个生活过惯了，也就自然了，哎。
People that time very nice to each other,
yeah.
Very friendly, and just like family, just like a family member. If you have any problem, everybody come to help you. And I still remember when you don't need to ask them, they come to you to help. Yeah. Volunteer.
This is different here.
Right. Right here is totally different. Family to family is really far. And the neighbors is not a, it's not a just like a what we expect, to be honest.
Yes, my husband said it's countryside style. Countryside. It's not a big, it's not for the big city. It's not my hometown. Yeah, we still miss that.
You miss
We miss that part a lot because I think when we were young, we had a very good relationship with neighbors, to the relatives, everybody. And at that time, and even my dad's leader or the president of the manufacturer, they're so hospitable, and everybody just like this. They are on the same level, and it's so good.
Yeah,
right.
That's what will be lost as
right.
China changes.
Yeah, oh yes,
right
now
it's totally different.
Totally different, just like United States. People to people kind of like get away from each other.
Compete,
mm-hmm. Yeah, right, and jealous. Mm. That time, people, no jealous.
That time, yeah.
Right, time. And just like, yeah, right. So we...
Interesting. Yeah.
Very interested. It's
and
really
your mom is so much more isolated where she lives. I mean, if
right.
she were in China, she would have more community.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, she
yeah.
will have more community. That's true. Mm. But in the United States, when we came to United States, we just kind of like, right now we just get used to it. But at the beginning, we kind of like, oh, the mom and the dad, the parent, the kids have to pay their own bill. The mom and the dad pay their own bill. They're kind of like not like a family. But in China, all the incomes just go to the parent. Yeah, even the kids grow up, the parents control the money and arrange all the expense.
How did this wedding happen? How did these marriages happen? Can you talk about that just a little bit with your husbands? Their parents were friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
right.
did that happen?
I don't know. It just naturally happened.
Uh-huh.
And my parents know each other. They suggest that we make friends, and then we fall in love.
Yeah,
and yeah,
it's
right.
kind of easy, right?
Yeah. We didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this happened either, but it happened.
That's great. You are wonderful, you guys. I love
oh,
it. It's
you.
Been so fun to.
Just because we live in grow up in the big courtyard. We had that life, and we my mom and my sister and I very enjoy to work a business like a restaurant now. And because I have a lot of people come and go, and that's really excited our life. Yeah, we make every day make the new friends and talk to them, have a very good relationship with them, and just like a courtyard. And we grow up, we kind of like find the way we live, and we're very excited every day. We're not just for living to stay here; we just really have our life here. We found our life.
You have created a Chinese courtyard.
Yes, here. That's right. I kind of like that.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. And for the most, a lot of regular customers here, if they do not come, my mom and my sister will all ask about it. So what happened to that family? We haven't seen them for a while. We think about them. Yeah, really, I think that's just perfect business for our ladies here.
I do too.
Yeah, we really enjoy to stay here. People come to see us every day, and we meet different people and hear different stories from each family. We just share the stories with customers and staff here also, and just like a big family here.
Are people curious about you? Do
yes.
they ask these kinds of questions?
Right. A lot of customers ask us, who's your family member? Is this mom? Is that your sister? Kind of like that. We make friends with customers.
Some customers know us very well, right?
Yeah.
We know your Yolanda, Melissa, your mom sometimes. Yeah.
Right.
We talk to each other.
Yeah. How did you get Yolanda and Melissa and Elaine?
Yeah, that's right. Just because we our Chinese name, we had our own name, He Ya Lei. That's really difficult for people to remember it, memorize that. That's why I had Yolanda.
And Melissa?
Melissa and Elaine here.
And what are their names?
My mom's full name is Shi Ai Lian in Chinese, and He Yue is Melissa's Chinese name. But you know, it's really difficult for people to remember that. We like make it easier for customers.
So did you pick Yolanda and you picked Melissa and you,
yeah,
your name?
That's
you
right.
Picked your name.
We just think that sounds to us. Sounds right to us.
So you thought? I mean, can you say that you thought of your own name?
Yeah, we just thought our own name.
That's a nice opportunity to give you.
I have to have you say that. That's so great. Just a second here.
And your name's,
yeah,
you say
my,
that in a sentence at home.
Right. At home, my sister called me Little Five because I'm the number five. And I call my sister, my Melissa, I call her number three sister in Chinese. Yeah, mom just called mom.
No names.
No names at home. No formal name. And in China, if you call someone legal name, it's implied at home, family.
If you call them
legal name.
You mean last
name? The formal name is implied.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's the cultural thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've met...